Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. Hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me everything. And I can't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit off. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back. Let that beat ride out. Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? It's another Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
Man, why y'all niggas so
first shizzle?
Exactly.
First of all.
You had me listen to elevator music at first. I thought I called the wrong number.
Me too.
I've been saying,
shout out to our top five countries, man. Saying this before, Bo, you want to run it down?
Oh, just ignore it, nigga. All right. All right.
Let me see. Top five. Man.
We do have Australia on the list. We got South Africa on the list. We got Nigeria on the list. We got India on the list. We got United States on the list. So shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in so you can get into our top five countries that are tuning in, right? So, and shout out to everybody else that did not make it into the top five that do, you know, tune in to the show. So we've been having technical difficulties on the back side of the show, and so they really wanted me to change the call-in number altogether. So they were doing some troubleshooting over the last week for me due to some issues that we were having with people calling in on the number. And I told them I wanted to wait because we've had this number for 5 years. I wanted to wait.
What type of issues?
Technical issues. So I'm assuming that was a part because we all listening to elevator music, and I'm like, okay, wait. So I hung up and then called back, and then it allowed me to dial in. So it's some troubleshooting that they were doing on their end just to try to make it, you know, work. And I was looking at the numbers, so now I'm tracking the numbers because I'm like, the numbers aren't even moving, and I don't know if it's a part of the troubleshooting, but I'll see. I'll look at the numbers next week and see if they've updated the numbers as far as, like, who is still downloading and listening. So don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. I apologize. That's on me because I'm sitting here looking at something else on my other phone, and I'm like, well, dang, it didn't even hit me that I'm still listening to elevator music. Like, I'm thinking that it wasn't time yet. And then Mo texts me, and I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, it is 9:08. Okay. So that's on me. Yeah, hell of a week this week. Huh? Well, yeah, when y'all was having those things where y'all saying y'all was calling in and he was giving the busy signal, that's what we've been troubleshooting for weeks. And so ultimately they said, let's just change the whole call-in number. And then I'm like, man, you know, I don't really want to change the call-in number. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Black. I love you. I love you, Black. But so this is the part where you acknowledge that it wasn't my BlackBerry?
I have no idea what you're talking about. She shit it on my phone. We didn't acknowledge that. What they said was that they couldn't figure out what was going on. So the best thing to do, because they couldn't figure it out after troubleshooting, is to change the number. So I'm not saying that it wasn't your raggedy ass BlackBerry. What I'm saying is, hell, it could have been because they couldn't figure out an issue on their end.
I know you wanted that conversation to go a little bit different,
but
your new age got you a little bit extra stubborner. Is that what you're saying? Right. I get it.
Black birthday was Thursday. We had a show last weekend. It was mainly World Famous Chop Up. I was trying to come down from an amazing birthday week last week, getting in tune and getting into stuff. This week, you know, a lot of things have been like moving forward, but most importantly, I want to announce my next book that is coming out only on ebook this time, and this is called Spiritual Goddess, The Spiritualist. So I'm putting my face out there. Like, I've never really put my face out there, alias names. So I'm putting my face out there this time, Spiritual Goddess, The Spiritualist. And we're having a spiritual conversation, and I could tap into that tonight because we're having a spiritual conversation every first Sunday of the month. So Spiritual Goddess is the Spiritualist is taking you back to the beginning of time, giving you our beliefs from the beginning of time, walking into now. So this is one book out of a series of books that is coming out. So you can go on Amazon and pre-order the book, Spiritual Goddess, The Spiritualist. If you are on any of my social media platforms, you can click the link in the bio, or you can find the link posted on the page and pre-order the book. It will be out March the 1st. This is something that, you know, that's coming from my heart that I'm putting out there. I have this thing, I have this belief that when you go on social media, you just see a lot of people talking about stuff that they go look up, right? And the goal is to definitely research. And everybody wants to help everybody, but you're not helping them in the right way. Because if you're giving everybody everything, then they're not going to go and research on their own. They're not going to get their own knowledge. So when you go on TikTok, you hear people talking about ether beings and, you know, 666, which, you know, means, you know, melanin, you know, which is the carbon makeup, you know, of the melanated people. And, you know, you hear people talking about these things, but they don't tell you where did they get it from, like, why did this start, you know, what was the oppression about, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So this first one goes all the way back to the beginning, gives you a full breakdown of what happened. You know, the second one goes a little bit deeper, a whole lot deeper to be exact, and I'm actually working on the second one as we speak. But this is a project coming from my heart. You know, my spiritual journey, a spiritual walk. From my spiritual journey, my spiritual walk, I get really deep because, you know, I was the one that had imaginary friends growing up, right, quote, unquote. And now I'm the one that they all come to and like, okay, you know, this happened, or, you know, we seen a ghost, or X, Y, Z, what do we do? And so it's funny to me because I throw it up in their face every chance I get. Like, mind you, I do. Remember when I was young, I had imaginary friends. I had a nickname. You know, I had all kind of things, right? And I go over that in the book. But it's just when you know better, you do better. And when our ancestors were growing up, you know, they had to hide a lot from us because the fear of slavery was still in them. And that was our oppressors' job. That's what they wanted, you know, for this to not get to where it is today. And so now that, you know, the awakening has happened, that's why they took the word woke and they just put it to these extremist type people. So when somebody used the word woke, they'd be like, oh, okay, that's why we stopped using the word woke. And now we just start giving you the knowledge, because now we know that anything we put out, they're going to attack it. So now you just get this knowledge. So really just breaking it down, going back to the beginning of time for our people, not going into the Kemet, you know, and not going into the Kemet aspect. Because more so I'm showing the African spirituality portion of it. So, you know, it gets deep. It gets deep. It gets amazing. And I'm very proud of the project. This one is 20 pages on Kindle. So it's a quick read, you know, support the book. It talks about my journey, you know, as a spiritualist, knowing that I was gifted, not knowing that I was gifted to knowing that I'm gifted, you know, and so on and so forth. So that was published this week. Super excited about that. I did this one here. I just was like, I don't want to have any. I had help with the cover, of course, because I don't do covers. But I had my same girl that normally does all of my covers, that has been doing my covers for the last 5 years. I had her do my cover for me, and then everything else, I just ran with it. So I'm proud of this project. Got some other things in the making, of course. When I get closer to where they need to be, I will disclose those things. But I'm just very, you know, in a very positive energy, and going forward, like, so much on my plate, so much to get done. And then I'm like, this morning I go to wash clothes and my freaking washer is not working right. And I'm like, okay, we're not going to do this, right? We got enough unexpected things. We're not going to do this. And I guess my washer felt like, yeah, we're going to do this. And it's been like this for a minute. Like, it, you know, it's one thing that escalated, basically. So, you know, it started doing the Harlem Shake a couple months ago when it was spinning. And then the Harlem Shake turned into me having to wash the clothes and then do another drain and spin cycle after I wash. To sometimes I hit the start and it's not sure. That's okay. Oh, you know, I'm old school, and I'm going to get all of the jelly out the jar before I throw it away. So that's what I felt like with the washer. Like, I'm going to get all of my use out of this bitch before I throw it away. So today I finally ordered another washer and dryer set, $2,400 that I didn't expect to spend, but it's a Samsung set, and I have a Samsung refrigerator, and I'm kind of like, really on the Samsung appliances right now. So it took me a couple days, found the perfect, what I feel like is the perfect Samsung set for me. And I had to place that order as well. Changing out the dining room table as well. Like, at the beginning of every year, if you're OG to the show, starting January, I start like removing stuff out of my house that I don't want to look at anymore, and bringing other stuff in. So this is that season for me. Mo is the interior decorator. And so I live vicariously through Mo when I'm like, oh, because Mo is like always, like every season, he's like, oh, I got to change this up. I'm not as bad as Mo, but at the top of the year, I kind of want my year to look different, so I change things up in my house at the top of every year. So, that's where I'm at, and that's been my week, man. I don't really have any complaints. What's up, Mo? How was your week?
Man, it's Aquarius season. Like, shout out to you, Black. You know what I'm saying? Much love always, and congratulations on the book. You know what I'm saying? I am so happy for you. You know what I'm saying? And how you pivoted, and how you, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Is your phone going out, Mo?
pause. Hold on. Let me just switch up. I'm going to be so comfortable. Y'all can hear me now, right?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you now.
Yeah, now y'all can hear me, right?
Yes, we hear you.
Hello? Yeah. Testing.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So, shout out to Aquarius season, but this shit been kicking my ass, man. Like, but it's a freaking, I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, it's a real full moon tonight. So this is when I take back my power. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's success. And then, so the quote for this week is success is on the other side of resistance. Like, I am going through it right now as far as, like, my license, my realtor license. Like, basically, the announcement that I was holding off to make was I'm basically going to be switching brokers, right? So I'm all pumped up and ready to go. But on the back end, my license is, like, stuck. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I talked to my other company, like, yo, I'm making moves or whatever. So they apparently should have did what they had to do on their end. So I can, make my move. But now I feel like when they say a rapper is like, he want to put out a new album, but you know what I'm saying? He's like connected to this other label, you know what I'm saying? But he's ready to blow up on his new label. So that's how I'm kind of feeling. So right now, this week, I'm going to have to really lawyer up and just get on my, I got to get this shit done, you know what I'm saying? So like heads got to roll this week, you know what I'm saying? As far as like releasing my license, because I'm just sick of going back and forth with the New York State Department of Licensing. So, I've been dealing with that, but, I'm going to get that together. You know what I mean? Let me see here. That's really it, man. You know what I'm saying? When I started to go through stuff like this, I got my silent weapons for Quiet War. So, I'm back on my magic, just reading up on that. And, so that's my week, man. So my week is just taking back my power this week. And, that's it for me.
Yes, we are in full moon energy tonight, and so you can manifest so what you're doing for full moon energy is releasing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're releasing energy. So anything like you can do a ritual bowl, and
okay.
Basically the ritual bowl would be a bowl that doesn't burn. This is and the thing why it's bothering you so much, because it's a full moon in Leo. So
yeah,
you're in Aquarius
so
season.
I know it's connected.
But this is
a
full moon in Leo.
Exactly. I feel it.
So you can do some ritual bowls and tell anybody else a full moon energy will be in it for, the next 3 days. But you can do a burning bowl ritual, which is some paper, brown paper, mm-hmm. a brown paper bag, and you want to do releasing, so you can do black pen, and just write out your name, and then just say I release anything that is holding my finances. I release any negativity. I release any low vibrational energy.
I release any fat.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever habits that you want to release,
I got a glass bowl. I'm going to pour a little bit of water in it. And, I got my lighter because I just wrote up a little J right now.
You don't
now,
need
you
water.
As I do.
So you going to let me finish
water?
Or
okay.
you going to assume?
My bad.
God damn. You don't need water.
Okay.
So you're going to write down on the paper.
I just want to make sure. I got the paper part. But the bowl.
As long as the bowl don't burn. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to write whatever you want to release. So each thing that you want to release, write it 3 times. Right?
Okay.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Always, when you're releasing, you're folding away from you. Right? That's how you release. And then once you write it down, so if you got 3 things, you're going to write it down 3 times each. And then after that, you're going to look up at the moon and say, goddess of the moon, I pray to release X, Y, and Z, say your name, say your birth date. And then you put this paper in the bowl. And it's important that if you have 4 things that you want to release, you write each one 3 times on, a piece of paper and rip the paper yourself. Doesn't have to be straight, but you're going to rip it. Right. So just say if you want to release smoking, you write that down on one paper 3 times. I release the habit of smoking, and then you put that paper in the bowl. And then if you want to release, stagnancy on your finances. You write that down three times. Put it in a bowl. So when you get done writing everything down, then you burn the ashes. You burn the paper, right, and let it all burn to ashes, and then you let it go in the wind. So you have to go outside and let the ashes flow in the wind because you're releasing it, right, and then you're good. You put water in there, you're not going to be able to let it flow in the wind.
Oh, that's what you were saying. Okay. All right. So I guess I'm a bowl. All right. That's a glass bowl, I guess, I'll use. And I should be able to burn it in that. All right. Bet. Well, good luck. I'm
going
to do that.
Yeah, because you got some shit going on. And it ain't got nothing to do. But this is full moon in Leo.
Yeah.
So full moon,
which
whenever
it's
a full moon, you pay attention to if it's a fixed or cardinal. As this is going off late. I don't know why smooth phone keeps hanging up.
No,
but, okay.
No. It's Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio keeps saying goodbye.
I told you they did some troubleshooting.
Yeah, and I may have to change the phone number for the call in because, you know, it is what it is. But, damn it. What the hell? Full moon in Leo. So Leo is a fixed sign. So whenever there's a full moon, like in Leo, or Aquarius, or Taurus, or Scorpio, right? That's fixed signs. So all of the fixed signs will be affected. If it's in a cardinal moon or a mutable moon, you know what I'm saying? So if it's cardinal, then, you know, all of the cardinal signs will be affected. If it's mutable, all of the mutable signs will be affected, right? So we are all here releasing things, right? But most importantly, Leo is definitely affecting you. Because you are releasing the old place that you worked at, right? And you've done your course, and pray about it. You know what? I'm thankful for X, Y, and Z company. I'm thankful for the money and the knowledge that I was able to receive at this company. It is our time to part ways. So I ask that things are the tie is severed between me and this company, and I can move forward. I release you with love, right? And so you won't always release things with love. So just release them with love.
Facts. Yeah, I'm going to definitely do that, man. I mean, that's what I've been on. So, you know, I appreciate you on that one. Because, yeah, man, your boy been going through it. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This week,
I said,
I'm taking you back my
heart. I always leave with a pure heart, no matter what. No matter who is playing with you, as long as your heart part is pure, you will always prevail. And there's some evil people out here in this world. And, you know, at the end of the day, these people are evil, and they believe in their evil ways. You know what I'm saying? You just don't get tainted by their evil ways, and always leave with a pure heart, and you always prevail. So, what's up, Smooth?
Number one on the field, number one in your heart. Okay.
I'm just saying, you are number one in my heart, best friend. Your birthday coming up. You finna get old, buddy.
Yeah, well, your birthday came first.
You know, and did. I think you live for that exact moment, right? Look, as long as Black birthday come before mine, I'm okay.
I can talk all the shit I want for that whole month. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
And now you're up, buddy, so.
If you would have to be in like the shortest month of the fucking year. No, you
right.
I'm tripping. My bad. No, I fucked your birthday. My bad.
You tried it, but you know what it is.
Motherfucker, stop it. No. That ain't shit going on with me, man. I've been going back and forth between here and Jackson, so.
Oh, Mississippi.
Jacktown?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yo, what's up with that
they
water?
They're trying to get the
water
situation straight.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of who's going to win the contract. Nobody really wants the shit, but it's 10 years of work. It's going to be an extensive overhaul. Right now we're doing an audit. We're doing a financial audit to see where all the fucking money then went. So, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I was watching the Deion Sanders Coach Prime on Amazon Prime, and you know, he was talking about how they were dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I hope they get that together, man, because it's like Flint, yeah, again, all over again.
Yeah,
they not.
It's a little bit worse than Flint because everybody left the area. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So out of 9,000 businesses that they did have before COVID, they lost 6,000. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So yeah, there is no tax revenue. So everything's gonna have to be government funded.
Shit.
And they gotta explain, but you know, all good things gotta come to an end. And they've been with the bullshit in Jackson from when I was in school in Jackson, and I was in school in Jackson in 98. So
right.
They've been with the bullshit, and this ain't nothing new.
So it is what it is.
I'm pretty sure y'all gonna figure it out, and then they gonna have a reason to be mad at y'all because they've been funneling money and doing all of the wrong shit with the money as they normally do, but they've done it to the point where they are back. They're back against the wall and they can't hide it.
Shit, damn, those motherfuckers—they still hiding the shit. It's just a matter of, like, who the fuck can we fire? Who the fuck can we press charges against? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When this shit's been going on for well over 30 years. So you've had multiple, you know what I'm saying? You have multiple different timelines of motherfuckers being in charge and shit, and they just kicking that shit, kicking it down the tree. Like, nah, nigga, I'm going to get this to the next one.
Everybody blame it on somebody else. See, that's that bullshit, man. That shit get fucked up.
Well, that's why y'all step in at it. And y'all got to make the determination on who the hell to charge, you know?
Yeah.
If you can go to Afghanistan and go to all these different places and do what you do, you got to implement that shit right here, too.
No. That's different. A fucking defense contract compared to a government contract, a municipality contract, is two totally different numbers. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't paying you the same.
Right. A defense contract, man, you are bagged by dollars. A municipality contract, man, these niggas is broke.
Ain't nothing backing them up.
These niggas is broke.
Well, that's like Mississippi. Yeah, Mississippi is the brokest state in the whole, you know, in the whole United States. They at the last. They at the bottom.
The cost of living is the cheapest. The pay is the cheapest. Like that. So I mean, like if you got any type of money, you can go to Mississippi and flourish.
Exactly. They want you to come there. They want you to come there because I mean, just think, what do they have to all? I mean, what does Mississippi trade? What do we get from Mississippi?
Jackson State. That's all Mississippi really known for. Jackson State.
Yeah.
They got a job corps center there.
Other than Newport News, Mississippi is responsible for distributing out the majority of the United States Navy ships, vessels, Coast Guards. All that shit is built in Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
So
remember I told y'all the story that I was going in the military from Mississippi? I was going to the Coast Guard from Mississippi, and
okay,
they almost had me, and I said, oh, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go back home for a minute, and I went home, and I was like, fuck it, I'm out. I ain't going back. Y'all done let me leave, you know, but Jackson State, Mississippi, they got a job corps center there that attracts people from around the world, and Jackson State, really, they got an awesome law school there as well, a top law school, but outside of like that, you know, not much. It's really, you know, known for, you know, naturistic things like the swamps and things like that, but it ain't really like that. And then the people there, you got to think about the people there. They're very, you know, they don't have shit, so they don't have nothing to lose. So then the type of people that you're coming up against, that's why, you know, a lot of people, they go there, then they leave there because you're in a dog-eat-dog type of energy. You can go there and work from home anywhere and flourish, but when you get there, it's different. You know, the internet ain't the same. Like, nothing is the same there because they're still behind because they don't care about, you know, their people. That's predominantly, you know, so whatever.
Yeah, everybody loves Jackson. Everybody living on the outskirts and shit. So it's like a big-ass donut.
So, but before I get this topic, and I know he's going to do a real famous chop up, we started a little late, but did y'all see that the military shot down the Chinese spy balloon?
Yeah, I've been watching
that. After, you know what I'm saying, then flew over the entirety of the United States of America. Like, man, fuck those faggots. Oh,
this
I mean,
right. I'm sitting here, looking at this, and saying this balloon. Well, no, because they said the balloon, when they caught the balloon and was tracking it, the last time they said, okay, it had got over Montana. And so when it got over Montana, that's when they took action, because this balloon is three bus sizes.
Yeah,
with
a
little gadget on it. And when it got over Montana, that's when they went stupid, because that's where they got a missile plant there. So when it got over Montana, they like, wait a minute, you know. And then they said, they just announced, like China said it was doing some research and it got off track or something like that. And so then Biden said, oh, don't worry about it, we'll handle it. And then they shot it down. So it didn't get over the entire United States. When it got over to where they felt like it was looking at their missiles, that's when they was like, okay, now you tripping. That's
but
when they took it out.
It
got over my channel.
A couple of them.
They shot it down once it finally got
North
over
Carolina,
some water around the Atlantic. So the entire upper region in the Atlantic Ocean. So the entire upper region, right? From Washington all the way to the Atlantic. You see what I'm saying? So we went from Pacific to the Atlantic. It went over that
coast
entire
coast.
State. Now, I'm not talking about all 50 states. I'm talking about it went from coast to coast. It went from Pacific to Atlantic. They chose motherfuckers, man.
But that was the better. You don't think that was the better decision?
No, hell no, because it was never supposed to make it there. Like, this
but
ain't nothing
if they
new.
Would have shot it down over the states and they had some shit on there, right, you got to think that we're dealing with nuclear war versus, you know,
now,
bombs and things like that.
Let's not even go there. Because, for one, we have more than enough to actually stop that fucking balloon before it even made it to Washington. That's on the Pacific side. That shit was supposed to stop before it even made it to the American.
I just feel, and I hear you, I feel like from his strategic standpoint.
It's not even about feeling. It's not about feeling, because once it made it to the American borderline and shit, we have technology to guide that fucking balloon. You see what I'm saying? Back to the Pacific Ocean and then shoot it down. It means absolutely nothing. That shit. The fucked up thing is they've been reporting it, but they've been hiding it at the same time. You see what I'm saying? So depending on what news media you watch, depending
but
on if they were actually talking about this mysterious fucking balloon.
But look, though, hold on. Y'all didn't bring up the one point. It wasn't just one balloon. It was like three. That's the ill shit.
No.
It's not just one.
The one balloon, it was three. It was like three bus sizes. It was just one huge-ass balloon.
No, I read something.
No, there was multiple.
There was multiple balloons.
Right.
It was like three, at least three.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was multiple balloons. So that's
and
why
they said
when
they
I
really
talk
only
about,
shot down one. So
right.
The other two
right.
might still be floating somewhere. So that's the other thing. Yeah, I've been paying attention to the story.
Or as
Moon
said, they've navigated the other two away. And these are the technologies that they're not going to report about.
They're not going to tell you the whole story. So you
Move know these things because he works for the government. But,
man, this shit was never supposed to get this far. Like, this shit was allowed to happen. Like, this was malicious.
But look at how everything else was allowed to happen, right? Cause they, when some shit happened, they have to blame it on somebody, right? Just like 9/11, which we feel with their believers that feel like it was staged. Okay, but then when they invade, they had a reason to invade Afghanistan and do what they do, you know, because of 9/11. They made up that reason. Look at the whole COVID thing. They got an American doctor, because if you paid attention when they first reported on COVID, most people don't pay attention to that. They get caught in the hype. But this is on the news. When they first recorded COVID, there's somebody that went to jail for it. He's an American doctor that works at American university that China paid to come over and create this. What they said, China paid to come over and create this virus. And then the virus made it to the United States and so on and so forth, right? So we know that COVID was an inside job, right? And then they said, okay, he got, out of all of this, they said he got 5 years. So how much time do you think that he really going to do behind 5 years, right? So an inside job, you know, of course, his career and everything is ruined, but he got paid, you know, well. He's going to live his life very well, you know what I'm saying, after all this stuff is said and done.
Yeah,
so now we see that
country.
The balloon has come over here, and they allowed it to fly over with the device on it, right? So whatever they're trying to see, they've been able to see these things, and now – something is going to happen, and then they're going to go and blame it on China. You have to think, we didn't have beef with China. We had beef with Korea. Now, they know that Biden is doing very poor in the polls. They know he's doing very poor. They know that it is going to be a Republican-based situation here. So I feel like between now and between the election, there's something that's going to happen, and, of course, they're going to blame it on China. But look at how much we are in debt to China. Look at how much China does here. Our exports and imports to China, it doesn't
TikTok.
Make sense for China
Watch
to risk
the
themselves. Yeah, it doesn't make sense for China to risk themselves to do something so blatant as this, right? So for the average person, you look at it like, what China doing? No, what is America doing? So there's something else that's about to happen. And unfortunately, the places that it will normally hit, because we don't really have shit in the South, but the CDC, we got the CDC here, but the places that it's going to hit is up north, is your Montanas, is your Pennsylvanias, is your Washington, D.C.'s, is your New York's. You know what I'm saying? That's where they will target what they're going to do. And so even like the people in New York, they were stating a couple months back that they kept running these commercials saying if they were under a nuke attack, this is what you do. And they ran these commercials so often that the people were like, okay, what do they have going on with Russia that they're running these reports? Now, keep in mind that it was going on. Like, the people was making videos on the shit. And they were saying, keep in mind, like, ground zero of where they felt like it would happen at. And keep in mind that we are in a possible, we possibly can go into a government shutdown in June because Biden wants to raise the ceiling, the debt ceiling, and the Republicans are like, no, you have to show me a reform way. And Biden said, I'm not showing you shit. You're going to raise it. So we're going to go at war with this, right, because Biden is taking our money and he's sending it overseas. And on top of that, he's allowing the Ukraine immigrants, the refugees, right, as they would call people, he's allowing the Ukrainian refugees to come here and get Social Security benefits and all of these things in which they have not done any work here.
Well,
so
see,
he wants more
too.
Money.
Here's the other thing, too. China, it seems like they're siding with Russia against this Ukraine conflict. So that's another thing to watch out for.
As they should.
You know,
like, but as they, but
so
that's
that,
the thing. Like,
but
that's what
saying,
they're
that's
putting
allies.
In the media, though. Like they putting
know,
that in the
Russia
media. You got to think
China?
That nobody really has beef with Russia but Ukraine. Ukraine is like the United States. So we're not going to back these folks in Ukraine. Ukraine is racist as fuck, and they got a lot of shit going on. But listen, Russia helped Africa. Man. That man that they let go, Russia helped Africa when they was invading Africa before. Russia was the one who gave them guns to fight back. So we don't have beef with Russia. And that's the thing, like, so all of these businesses, like, on YouTube and so on and so forth, they say, oh, if you're talking about this, you're going to be demonetized and so on and so forth if you speak against Ukraine. This is a way that they censor you from speaking against this, but you can speak heavily on the support of Ukraine, but you cannot speak against it. So YouTube is like, okay, just don't speak on it at all, right? Don't speak for it or don't speak against it. So you got people that don't know any better that's going for Ukraine when, at the end of the day, nah. You know what I'm saying? So if you got any sense, you would side with Russia on this situation. But they're trying to put that in our face to say, okay, China's siding with Russia, because that's going to be their excuse. The only way that they're going to get the money that they want is they have to commit a crime on their own land. And this is what they do. This is what they do. So be on the lookout, man. Prepare yourself. Again, I told y'all last year, get your passport.
Life is long. About Russia being an enemy and China being an enemy.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's move.
We've been at war with Russia and China for the last 60 years. When it come down to espionage, when it come down to motherfucking spies and people getting hit up with needles and shit, man, we still doing this shit. This ain't nothing new. When it come down to TikTok, this ain't nothing new. No, when you look at what's going on with China, right? China's doing everything they can to destroy the economic dollar of the United States of America. China been sold the majority of their debt. You see what I'm saying? Actually, the largest holder of the United States of America's debt is Japan, not China. You see what I'm saying? When it comes down to Russia,
that's crazy.
Them beefing. Yeah, they bought it out a few years ago. When it comes down to Russia, no. Black, you already know when I got that job offer, the next thing you know, I'm getting flown out to D.C. to have conversations with motherfuckers I didn't even know existed. So, no, we still beefing. And when it come down to COVID-19, No. What you said was like we ain't got no beef with them when we do.
No, I said Africans don't have beef with them.
Oh, no. Of course, Africans don't have beef with Afghanistan, with Russia, because everybody forgetting when it came down to Russia, right? Russia and Africa, they do have beef to a certain extent, okay? We're talking about the continent of Africa, Africa as a whole. Don't forget that when Russia ran up in Afghanistan, you see what I'm saying? The Sudan and a lot of other African countries assisted in fighting off Russia. That's how we got into. That's how we got into bed with Osama bin Laden. You see what I'm saying? So, like, no, we do have beef. When I say we, I'm talking about Africans, but Africa as a whole do have beef with Russia. But Russia lost the war.
We're not as a whole with them. We're not as a whole with them, though, because on the flip side of that, when these oppressors rushed into Africa for our people, right, for our people
Russia helped Africa. When I talk about Russia and Africa, you saying that Russia don't have beef with Africans?
I said we. I'm not Sudan, nigga. I'm not Sudan. So at the end of the day, you got people. This is like South Africa. In South Africa, which shout out to y'all that listen to our show, South Africa, that's where you got all of the white people and shit at on South Africa, right? So they also on some oppressor type shit. But when you're talking about the places that Russia did help, us black people, we don't have beef with Russia because Russia came to our aid. Just like the United States right now is in Africa trying so heavy and hard to touch down and get a hold of those places and get in on all of the black places. The United States is on the ground right now trying to push people to get American help so that they can get some type of territory in Africa. Right now, I've said in several meetings till I got disgusted. I don't want to sit in these meetings anymore. Like, and Africa is not going for it. What I'm saying to you is, whatever the United States and Russia has going on,
Africa is going for it because Africa allowed the United States just a few weeks ago, a month or two ago, right, the beginning of the fucking year, they allowed America to give them $50 billion, right? Actually, it wasn't even $50 billion. It was a few billion dollars. But in the course of what everybody ain't understand, like, well, damn, why the fuck did we give Africa $1 billion, right? Africa then turned around, certain parts of Africa then turned around and gave exclusive rights to the cobalt. Now, when you ask the question about what's going on with the cobalt, when it come down to the new wave of electric vehicles and electric batteries and everything else like that, the number one component that you need is the cobalt. So, no, ma'am. Everybody is running up in Africa.
Coastal cities.
America.
Coastal cities. in coastal cities, the coastal cities that did that. But you're only on the coast, and everything within inland is pushing them out.
You have China.
Everything inland
is
pushing them out.
Exactly.
Africa is for China.
Of Africa.
Africa works with China heavily.
You have Russia depleting the resources of Africa, and you have the United States of America depleting the resources of Africa.
I don't say no. America is trying to get in heavier than what they see. It's not what it's seen. And I can tell you this because tell you, over the last year,
America is trying to catch up. America is trying to catch up to China.
Exactly. China's
all up in
there. That's what they're trying to do.
China's all up in there.
I've said in these meetings, as you sit on the government, I sat in these meetings over the last year to the point I got disgusted and stopped sitting there. America is nowhere near where they want to be at on the ground with Africa. The leading motherfucking people in Africa is China.
China took that bitch over.
Because they still selling everything dirty.
America will never get to where China's at when it comes down to Africa.
No, because they don't even like Americans. They fuck with the Chinese people. They don't like Americans.
Man, them Chinese
is
fucking shit out the African world,
man.
Once they make a baby, they become a Chinese citizen. That's why they got China has the largest military base in the world, based in Africa.
Listen, at the end of the day, everybody feels like this is bad, that is bad. You have to give some type of sacrifice. I'd rather them sacrifice to China than sacrifice to America. So
no,
it is what it is.
No.
It's all about your principality. That's you. I said what I said.
The audacity of that
fuck
statement.
Fuck America.
Like,
when it comes down to that, like, these people can't be trusted.
Neither one is trusted.
Neither one of them can be trusted.
Nobody can be trusted. But you're not going to double back on the motherfuckers that came in and caused slavery and the oppression for 400 years. You're not going to double back and dumb down on America. America has proven and shown their hand. So at the end of the day, you can't really trust China. But if you out of the two, you're going to go towards China before you go towards America. And that's what Africa's standing on. The two cities, as I said, there's a few coastal cities that went in
and gave them this right and got this money.
And then they moved the Navy ship to the coast of Africa. They did that. But at the end of the day, everything inside of Africa, they are not allowing it. Period. They're not allowing it. And they don't need that. So. Moving on to the conversation that we have tonight. Fuck them people. Fuck these motherfuckers in the government here.
I would have thought black would just tip it black. Black shit, man. I'd rather China. Oh, hell no.
I would rather China than fucking America. Fuck America.
Fuck them both.
That's why I got my passport. America has made it so difficult. America is it's not a choice of either one of them. It's not. It's just not. In order to get our flat screens, in order to get the things that we get that they have in Africa, they gotta lean towards somewhere China's best. But the thing is, in America, is making it hard for people that's trying to give up their citizenship in America, and that's the hard part about it. You making it difficult. You know, like, people don't get it. If you don't like America, leave America. America is making it difficult for you to give up your American citizenship for America.
Mm-hmm. It's always been like, you got to pay. You just can't renounce.
No. Fuck you. Fuck America. If I want to leave America and say, fuck you and your citizenship, I'm not paying you to leave, bitch. This shit was built on my ancestors' back. So if I'm saying fuck you, I'm saying fuck you. That's just how that goes. America, so for the people out there, it's like, oh, if you hate America. Yes, if we hate America, we cannot give up our citizenship because America makes money on the citizens, and they make more money on the black citizens than they do of any other citizens that's here. And they will not allow you to easily give up your citizenship for America. That is the whole point and gist to why people here that hate America so much, they still have their citizenship in America, because America is greedy as fuck, and they won't let you forfeit your citizenship to America. Now, how do you know you're chosen?
You gotta leave first. You gotta be out. You gotta meet certain requirements.
It's a whole brigade of us, people that are already going, that are fighting like fuck to give up their citizenship here, because they want it somewhere. They want it where they already have dual citizenship, but then they're trying to get get a citizenship somewhere else to give up their citizenship in the United States. I'm not talking out of my ass. I'm literally talking to you about what the fuck I know. And they're having a hard time relinquishing the United States citizenship.
You still have to be outside the country for a certain amount of time before you can even put in the documentation to give up your citizenship.
We already know. We passed that. They're not giving it up. This is what I'm telling you. We got people out of this country, 10 years and 15 years. They're not giving up. You got people that wasn't even talking about giving it up till now with the movement that we have going on. America is fighting them giving it up.
Right.
America is fighting our melanated people from leaving here.
Right, you just ain't.
No.
You can't just give it up. You have to pay.
No, fuck you, fuck them. Anybody paying the lead is garbage. The fuck, if you get out of this bullshit,
you ain't never,
that's
you
good
ain't
enough.
Never not gonna be an American citizen. You ain't never not gonna be an American citizen if you ain't willing to pay.
No, we're not American citizen, but that's not what we check off on the block. We check out African American. So we're not American citizens if we're African American. At the end of the day, no, let us get in, bitch. Let us give up our citizenship and let us go. You don't have on there United States citizen. That's not even an option. On none of the applications, on nothing that you have, United States citizen has its own category. But when they ask for race, and it says African or fucking American. That's what the fuck it's saying. And then they put in, okay, or black. But it's on the same line. So what do you identify it? Black, African-American, like they're telling you, regardless of what you identify with, black, African-American, or whatever, you still a nigga, and you still fall under the same category. Bottom fucking line. So if I'm an African-American, bitch, why you holding on to my citizenship? It's all based on the money that motherfucking they are making on the black market for each head here, for our debt here, et cetera, et cetera. That's what that is. It ain't nothing else.
Ain't shit free. You got to pay
me. You, when our ancestors fucking built this goddamn country for you raggedy motherfuckers, and then you want me to pay you to get the fuck out of here? Suck a dick. This is why the government is falling, nigga. Olympus is falling. I told y'all last year that Olympus was fucking falling. Now watch now. Just watch. This balloon is something that's going to come out of this balloon, right? And then they're going to make it seem like, oh, all of these things that happened with America and this is that and the other. Man, fuck these people. Because whatever is about to happen, America caused it. America's behind it. America's behind anything that happens to America. America is the big bad wolf. Anything that happens on American soil, they're behind it.
Now, I can't even legally have this conversation. Black.
Fuck them. I know they full of shit. And ain't nobody got time for
me. Like,
it's like coming behind the balloons now, right? But listen, it's not going to come immediately behind this. Because guess what? They put the shit out there, and then they let time go by. They let time go by, and then they come back. Like, I'm here 18 months or something like that. Then they're going to come back and be like, this balloon, come to find out, it was collected information, and it seen this, and it seen how many missiles we had, and it seen da-da-da. This is what they do. And they play this shit over and over and over again because they have so many people, you know what I'm saying, mentally suppressed about what the fuck is happening. It's like you're not even paying attention. You're just looking at the news. The news is supposed to put the news out there and let you come up with your own motherfucking solution. Or your own, you know what I'm saying, your own take on it. No, these motherfuckers in this news here, they put some shit out there and then try to tell you how to think. Well, this is how you need to think. This is what you need to feel about this. These people full of shit. That's what they is. America is full of shit. All together.
Damn, Black.
Fuck America.
As y'all know, my name is.
Fuck their government.
My name is Smooth. My name
Trump,
is Smooth.
Trump 2024.
Nigga,
and
baby,
then
I never
my boy Trump just did
that.
A whole video.
I'm with that.
Listen
I'm
now.
That.
It's quite Smooth. Funny. It's
Fuck
quite funny how this shit happening, right? Now, we know that it took some time for these balloons to get here. We do know this, right? So they say it had to take X, Y, and Z. But Trump just did a video, right? And then all of a sudden, here comes the balloon talk, right? Something to take your attention off of shit. Trump just did a video. Trump said the first thing that he would do when he get back in office is to do away with this bill that Biden did for them, you know, doing altercations to children, you know, to transform these children and penalize any doctors that has done this without properly providing the correct information and penalize any doctors that will still do this and take away their license, blah, 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 and take them off the Medicaid program. He just did this, and then all of a sudden it's a balloon talk. People not really paying attention. Like, they finna try to pull out all of the stops, just like they tried to make y'all believe that Trump had something to do with them people raiding the fucking Capitol. And then they was like, he going to court, he going to court. You going to court, but all of a sudden they hitting you with tax evasion charges, and people just see Trump, you know, having to pay all this money back. But why the hell you haven't charged him with anything for raiding the Capitol? When they got the feds in the courtroom, they asked them one question. Did you have people dressed up as Trump supporters to rush the Capitol? That man said, I can't answer that. It should have been a yes or no question. They set Trump up with this whole Capitol thing. This is how sick these people are. These people are so sick that they will go to any extent to make you look bad. The same way they do it to us black people, they do it 10 times worse to their people when they know that their people have more power. Look at how they do everybody. Y'all knew what R. Kelly was doing this whole time, but yet because everybody was eating off of him, y'all covered it up. When y'all couldn't eat off him anymore and he took his rights back, now you want to nail him to the cross, right? Look, you ain't never nailed Elvis Presley to the cross when he married a 14-year-old and he was grown. You ain't nailed the other one to the cross. You ain't nailed none of these people to the cross. You'll let a bitch fake they death. You know what I'm saying? And do all these other things. Like, that's what these people do, right? And people are so caught up in the media, they're going to try to tarnish your image, but Trump is not an easy one to go after. So now, you know, Trump is going through this thing with DeSantis, the governor of Florida, which he damn sure don't need to be in office, but he going back and forth with them. But this balloon just mysteriously popped up, and it's the topic of the conversation when Trump comes out and Trump says, look, we finna undo all of these things. You know how many people are for that shit? You know how many people are supporting Trump with him saying, no, we not finna do none of this shit. We not finna let our children do this. That when they get grown, they can make their own decisions. But while they're children, we're not allowing them to do that, because it's not even the children doing that. It's their parents that's co-signing this dumbass shit. We all got big imaginations as children. But all of a sudden, here comes the balloon. That's all I'm saying. Wow. Here comes the balloon after Trump steps up and makes such a very powerful fucking video. The video went viral. And guess what? Everybody was in support of Trump. You got your little hecklers, but all of the people that was never supportive of Trump was like, man, he makes so much sense. And then here comes the balloon. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If you haven't watched Trump's video, go watch it. He making big boy claims. He doing big boy shit. And the one thing that you guys fail to realize is that when Trump got in office, he was doing everything that he said he would fucking do. And he hit the ground running and doing this shit. This motherfucker y'all got in office, he barely doing any goddamn thing. And now all of a sudden now, Kamala Harris talking about police reform after the boy in Memphis. Now y'all want police reform? Now all of a sudden you want police reform? When we've been trying to get some shit popping off and y'all was against it? Come on, man. Nobody see this shit, though.
I see it.
It's all a game.
But like,
Biden, he in the shitter.
How do you know if you're a chosen one? That's what the people want to know.
Man, we got like 22 minutes.
I'm sorry, 21 minutes.
So forget the chop up.
We done did a whole episode of the Round Favorite Chop Up. He's about how do you know you chosen.
So let's get into it. How do you know you're chosen one?
I mean, either that or we could just fuck around and do like a two part as far as the chosen one this week and the second part next week. I mean, fuck, you know how that.
Don't give me no extra work.
Yeah, so go fuck around. You got talking points, right? So if your talking points, if you can't get to all your talking points, it's not extra work, man. You just to be continued.
That's a fact.
Listen,
like, yeah,
how do you know you're chosen one?
generally,
as a chosen one, you will know at a very, very early age that you're chosen. you'll have gifts that maybe people will not understand or understand your gifts, right? Some people, their gifts heighten as they get older, right? And they come into these special gifts, but there's something special and unique, especially if you're created as a tuner, right? There are people that are called tuners, which means that you are created, you are born in tune with the spiritual aspect of life, right? I am a tuner. So I was born connected to the spiritual aspect of life, right? So a lot of things that even now that I learned, I already know. And then I sit back and I was like, okay, how do I already know this? It seems like deja vu, like you've had this conversation before, but you know you've never had this conversation before. You know what I'm saying? In this lifetime. So it's just certain things that's going to stand out to you. You got certain people like that draw to certain things, okay? So if you're drawing to, you know, drawing things, you know what I'm saying? You know, you have a creative, you know, aspect in life. Just that in spirituality, you have people that's drawn to the spiritual aspect of life, right? So you have, like, even little kids, they grow up and, you know, when they're small, they can preach and they can pray and all of these things. These are tuners, right? And it's based upon the energy that their parents align them with is what they will take to. So when you see these little 5 and 6 year old boys and girls and they praying and, you know, thank you, God, and this, this, that, and the other, because their parents have them in church, but they are already created tuners. They're already spiritually in tune. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean that, you know, you go one way or the other, but it's just that they know Christianity. So I was raised in a church. I was raised in a Baptist church. You know what I'm saying? I was raised in church my entire life. And I talk about this in my book, how, you know, even to this day, I still have a certain love for church because that was my whole background, right? But I knew something wasn't adding up, and I had way too many questions that could not be answered. And when they gave me answers, these weren't authentic answers. These were learned answers, right? And you know the difference between a learned answer and somebody that can genuinely break down the aspect of what is going on, and why. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, as a chosen person, you would know things are different. You know, sometimes, you know, you may have the gift to be able to see spirits, and it will scare the shit out of you because you're like, wait a minute, you got so many people that's in, you know, in theory, oh, ghosts aren't real. You know, oh, that's no such thing. And then you have people that more so now speak more on the paranormal activity because they can't hide it anymore, right? Why can't they hide it anymore? Because the veil is thin now. And because we're at a spiritual warfare, there's a lot of spiritual activity that's happening now that they tried to suppress for so long. But due to, you know, certain things that they've been doing, you know, God, what is this thing that we did? They said that we're living in a false illusion at this time, right? But the spiritual activity is heightened. So now with the spiritual activity being heightened, they can't hide it anymore, like that the ghosts aren't real. Remember growing up, they had a cartoon called Ghostbusters, right? And so when we were young, they would say, these are cartoons. These things are fictional things, you know, and they just get this idea. And so they said, okay, even though these aren't real, but they actually were real. The entire time, all of these things were real, and they were right here in front of us, right? So what I tell all of my people, be in tune with yourself. No matter who is on your journey, no matter who is here to lead you, be in tune with yourself. I'm not one of those people that feel like my teachings is all the Ray White, right? I don't care how much I have seen and how much I can back up what it is that I know. I will never tell you that my teachings are 100% right. I will tell you to follow your spirit and allow spirit to guide you. You have a lot they say is the right way, and that is never the case. There's not one person here that has the ultimate answer to every single thing. There's not one. I've never met one. I've met a lot of people that feel like their way is the ultimate way, and it's a certain type of people that feel that way, right? It's a certain type of person that feels that way. And in the spiritual aspect, you're not supposed to have an ego, but these people do have an ego, and this is why their life isn't coming together and as at one. I don't care what they say, their life isn't, they're not at one with their life because, you know, of an ego. But you'll know because you have a gift. You could hear people conversations in their head. You could see spirits. You know what I'm saying? You could know what things are going to happen before they happen. These are things that you should pay attention to. And so, you know, even in my book, I dedicated it to the people that don't know. You know, like say, if you knew better, you would do better. These are things that aren't taught to us, the spiritual aspect of things. We're taught this same routine. Grow up, you know, if a spirit, matter of fact, when spirits come and talk to you, these are imaginary friends. That's the name that they gave them. From even when I was a kid, they deemed them as my imaginary friends. But these are not imaginary friends, right? This is why they created all of these names, the bipolar and this schizophrenia and this, this, that, and the other, right, to keep you in an oppressed energy. But in real life, you know, just like even dyslexia, right? Dyslexia is where you can write backwards, right? And so they say that that's wrong. Really having dyslexia makes you overly intelligent, right? You know how to write, but you can write your name, you can write everything, and you can write it backwards. Do you know how hard it is to write backwards? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So everything that, the thing is, everything that they say is bad for you, you look at everything that the oppressor or the government says is bad for you, you look into it because it's not. And everything that they say is good for you, you look into it because it is not. You know what I'm saying? So everything that they've made a name and they've gave us this routine of you know, picking at each other, of demeaning each other, of calling people names because they don't want you to step into your power. They don't want you to raise your frequency, right? And so when you feel a certain way, because I was a victim of that, I felt a certain way about these gifts, and I felt like I was crazy because that's what they said. You know, oh, you crazy. You say you see spirits, you see energies, you see this, you see that. And as a young girl, I didn't know any better, so I thought that I was crazy. And in fact, I make a lot of money off of my gifts. You know what I'm saying? So when it all said and done, you would know when you're different. Everybody doesn't have these gifts that you have. And when you think that somebody is jabbering off and that they're crazy, doesn't mean that they're crazy. Listen to what they're saying, because there is some truth behind what they're saying. You just got to figure out, is it a current truth? Is it not? I seen a video on YouTube, and this man, they were covering a storm. And this man, he used to be in the military. I mean, he used to be a police officer, but he was homeless, right? Imagine that, going from a police officer to homeless. And the man was saying, like, oh, yeah, the police officers, they're bad. And the news reporter was like, okay, trying to make him seem like the man was crazy. But what the man was talking about was some real-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? So never allow anybody to downplay what it is that it is about you. We got to start looking into these situations and seeing what's happening. When we talk about mental health, that's when somebody trying to unalive themselves. Yes, mental issues are for real. But the reason that people go and unalive themselves is because of what y'all do. Because y'all are putting labels and titles on people, and it's absolutely nothing wrong with them. It's actually something more so wrong with you because you don't have these abilities that this person has. You can't feel, you're not empathizing with this person. Or because you were taught that this wasn't right, everybody wants to judge somebody based on something that they did. You know what I'm saying? So let's just be mindful of all of that information. You know, when you look at the news and things like that, everything is an illusion, right? When you hear somebody, they say they committed suicide, question that. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, it's some type of plot. It's some type of plan. So, you know, when you have these gifts, and the list goes on and on, even people that are created that can sing, that's a gift. You have a gift of anointing. You know what I'm saying? So you're chosen to anoint. That's what singers do. So however you're anointing them, however you're serenading them, you have a gift of anointing. If you knew how to truly rap, right, that's another gift of anointing. A poetry, using your words, you know what I'm saying, to touch people's hearts and souls. People that are athletes, you know what I'm saying, that's also a gift, right? So it's not always about having some type of median medium or psychic gift. It's all of these people that you see with these special gifts that have the ability to entertain. And it's so many of us that have these special gifts. And it's not under just one particular race, just to tell you that, right? It's not one race. It's not all black people. It's not all white people. It's not all Spanish people. They are chosen people from different lineages because, you know, our beliefs is that we reincarnate, right? So you could have someone that reincarnates as a Spanish person, but at one time they were black. Or they, at one time, they're white, not at one time they were, you know, Spanish, however it may go. But you have a lot of special people in this world, and it's really time that we start acknowledging that people are very different. Now, if you don't have any gifts, that's not speaking down on you, right? But if you don't have any gifts, then just realize that you don't have any gifts and stop, you know, trying to pick apart somebody like that does. Because when people are chosen, they have this mental process that they have to go through, which is also called the dark night of the soul. And a lot of people allow others' judgment to affect their character because they already are in a sensitive state trying to gather the fact that they are so different than other people. You know what I'm saying? And so you have a lot of people that don't have a gift that will try to, you know, try to put you in an energy that you feel a certain way because you're gifted. And if they are not mentally in tune with their gift, they will allow it to take effect of them in a negative way. So for me, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how you feel about me. Keep talking, because that's going to make me money. You know what I'm saying? And it took me a long time to get there, because when I was young, I was very self-conscious of myself. But because I dealt with the ridicule being younger, in my adult life, I was able to just take it and sweep it under the rug like, it is what it is, bitches. You know what I'm saying? And now, again, now I'm the person that my entire family comes to and say, hey, you know, this happened to this person or that happened to that person. And it feels good. And then I help them through the process. But then for me to help them through the process and then check back with them, and they'd be like, oh, that really worked. That makes me feel good. And then I throw up and be like, remember you told me I had imaginary friends when I, you know, remember when y'all made me feel a way? I'm good at telling a person how they made me feel. And so I need my gifted people to make sure that you let people know how they're making you feel. Like, don't let the, like, when somebody make you feel a way about a gift or something that you were given, about a gift or something that you were given, and you don't tell them how they make you feel, you embody that, right? You internalize that. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to understand because you're taking it into yourself, right? But when you then in return let them know how you feel, now you overstand it. Now you overstand that this person isn't built like you, so they have a problem with that. But when you tell them how they make you feel, that's something that they're going to have to take in and realize what type of person that they are. You know what I'm saying? So knowing that you're chosen, I assure you, you will know that you're chosen. And a lot of people try to ignore it, right, because of all of the stigmas that's been put on being different, all of, you know, this energy that no one wants to stand out. No one wants to have to deal with certain things because it's not an easy ride going through this. But when you're chosen, you can't unchoose yourself. Like, there's no way you can unchoose. There's no way you can be like, okay, spirit, I got all of these gifts and I don't want none of them. You know what I'm saying? And when people realize that they cannot unchoose themselves, then that's when they go apeshit. They go crazy. Like, wait a minute, I can't get it back? No. And then that's when they generally unalive themselves because they can't give it back. So it's a beautiful aspect. It's a beautiful journey, but you're going to have times where things aren't going to be so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to go through the dark night of the soul. You have to go through the dark night of the soul when it comes to this process. Yes. You have to go through the dark night of the soul. And the dark night of the soul is not easy. That is one of the hardest parts, because once you take acknowledgement of being chosen, you have to then rid yourself of things that no longer serve you. So it's beautiful, you know, when you get to the other side, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, baby.
It's all the process in getting there.
It's all the process, and it is said that these are agreements that were made before we even came to Earth. So this is how we deal with it. These are agreements that was made before we came to Earth. Think about it. If you can see ghosts, if you can, what we call ghosts, but these are spiritual energies. If you can see energies, if you can talk to energies, if you can feel energies, right? What do you think happened to them? These once were energies that were here on Earth that are no longer here. So that leads you to know that there's something that goes on outside of this that, you know what I'm saying, in the surround. Outside of, we live, we go to Judgment Day and, you know, heaven or hell. You know what I'm saying? There's something outside of what we have been taught to believe. So our belief is that, you know, before we come to Earth, we make these agreements, right? You know, lineage. We have lineages. And your lineages are the people that are in your soul tribe, they're in your bloodline. And you have a whole overall goal. So it's a whole overall story. And you have to do what needs to be done to accomplish what needs to happen. You are part of your whole lineage story.
That's deep.
But I feel like now, you know, with me writing these books, me stepping up, me having these conversations, we need to know more. Like, we gotta get in tune more with our people that are in tune. Because we don't have enough people guiding our people that are in tune, because it's more people that are not in tune than there are that are in tune. And it's okay to give people information so that they can really, you know, try to understand, you know, what it is that we see, what we go through, how we're feeling. But overall, you know, they're not going to really grasp it if they're not, you know, if they're not chosen. They can try to, you know, okay, and sympathize with you, but if they're not chosen, they can't really grasp what it is that we have going on.
Yep.
Even though we want them to.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what's up, man. So this has been an awesome show, man. And we covered all types of stuff, man, tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got into the world famous chopper a little early. You know what I'm saying? We got the news report. We got our takes off. You know what I'm saying? Black just hit us with the spiritual conversation, with knowing if you're chosen or not. Everybody's chosen in their own view, in their own in their own kind of world, in a way. But it's all about if you find your gifts, because a lot of gifts is hidden. So, you know, but I think everybody has a gift, you know what I'm saying? But it's all about if you can find it. So once again, man, awesome conversation.
Oh, you know, everybody get a prize-ass statement. The fuck? What? It's either you chosen or you ain't. Everybody ain't chosen.
Because everybody didn't find their gift, so, you know, they didn't complete the puzzle.
Chosen is chosen, motherfucker. Like, no. Everybody ain't chosen, which means everybody's not going to get the information. Everybody's
okay,
not going to understand. Everybody's not going to follow the path. So, no, everybody's not chosen.
Maybe I said that wrong. Not everybody's chosen.
No, you said it wrong. Maybe. All right.
Everybody has gifts. But
okay.
To see if you are.
No, everyone doesn't have gifts either. So, like, Smooth was listening. See, like you, everybody doesn't have gifts. So, you know, there are some normal people here, and it doesn't make them anything less, but they just have a certain purpose to exist. You know, everybody doesn't have gifts.
Wow. All right. Well, I tend to disagree on that, but, you know, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody has something that they bring to the table. It's just all about if they can tap into it and find it. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Of course you're going to have, you know, quote-unquote, your chosen ones, like you said, because they found their gifts. It was guided to them. But everything happens for a reason. So maybe in this lifetime you didn't find that gift,
or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But maybe that's why you got to come back until you find your gift and become a chosen one. So let's not say that one point of view is right, one point of view is wrong, because at the end of the day, it's all perspective. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own reality. So, you know, that's just me. But this has been another awesome edition of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. This is what we do every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We come on here, we talk our shit, we get our takes off, you know what I'm saying? We enlighten each other, we talk shit to each other, we laugh with each other. That's what we do, real talk. So, you know, big shout-out to Black, our spiritual topic tonight. Big shout-out to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout-out to me for just being here, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I ain't really getting into the world-famous chop-up tonight, but, you know, we'll be back on point a week, not next week, a week from next week, you know what I'm saying? Because next week is our unofficial holiday, you know what I'm saying? It will be the Super Bowl, so, you know, we'll be taking that week off. So you can definitely, you know, check out one of our archive shows that fit the build, you know, fit your mood. And then we'll be right back, you know what I'm saying, the Sunday of the 19th, you know what I'm saying? So we'll be back at it. So once again, you know, as always, follow the Twitter account, Real Adult Talk. You know what I'm saying? We put that country twang on it, so spell T-A-W-K. If you want to put a face with the voice, me out on IG, Mo Benz, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. As always, keep it respectful. And follow the Twitter page, Mo Benz, M-O-B-I-N-N-S, if you want to see, if you want to listen to Reasonable Doubt. That's a spinoff show. Me and my co-host, Kev Herc, you know, we come through and serve it up for the people every Twitter Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So this has been another awesome show. And once again, especially a lot of stuff going on. So please, people, however you want to do it, man. You know, some people say be safe. No, some people, everybody be safe first and foremost. But some people say stay dangerous. Some people say stay safe. Let's just all try to be safe and come back here next week, God willing. So everybody, to the next time, peace, 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 signing off.